Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge, our extended show brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's Power Up this morning here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate your listenership. I'm streaming live here from Blog Talk Radio, Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world. I'm Margaret Jackson, Small Business Radio Show Personality for AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, the Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show that you can always tune into on Thursdays, our new show time, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. starting this Thursday. Don't miss it. Come out and help us kick this thing off right. Feel free to drop in and listen anytime. We stream live, broadcasting locally, nationally, internet, satellite, all over the planet. Socially, we want to be social. If you want to dial into today's show, you can dial in at 516-531-9868, 516-531-9868. Of course, you can always connect with me directly at On The Edge, at businessontheedge.biz, or call 888 My SBC 30, my SBC 30, powering up women this morning. What women business owners need to know about digital marketing. I have been on this bandwagon for a little bit. If you've been tuning into my radio show on KDOW, I'm talking about digital marketing, content marketing, the value of it, the importance of it, especially in a COVID-ridden world. You know, things have kind of died down a little bit with COVID in terms of all of the hype, all of the news stories, everything that we were getting and inundated with in the height of the pandemic. But it's not gone. People are still in ICU, and so still very present. And we're learning to adapt and live with it for however long it's going to be. With us, and it may be indefinitely. And so I believe as we build up our immunity to it. It's important to understand how you get your products and services around the world. COVID changed the game on how we deliver our products and services locally, in person. In fact, I was reading a story yesterday. I found it so fascinating what theaters are doing in San Francisco, New York, that if you are that theater lover, I'm a theater lover. I used to be in theater many moons ago in my 20s and early teens and in high school. And so I love theater. I love going to see shows. But how do you go to the shows safely? And so some theaters are having shows that they're not really, I don't want to say separating, but mask and unmask versions. So those that are comfortable without mask and those that are comfortable with masking shows. So a lot of changes. And so digital marketing is one of those changes. Content marketing is one of those changes. And as we do our business plans and marketing plans, you should be out there, ladies, thinking about your digital marketing plan, your SASTIC plan. By P.R. Smith, who did just a great job on really breaking down what's important about digital marketing. And what is digital marketing? What's a SASTIC that you can integrate into your business plan? What is that? And so for those power women out there who are developing their business, who are pivoting to an online presence, who's trying to reach a broader market, a broader audience through the digital marketing strategies. You want to develop a SOSTIC. You want to develop a plan that you can integrate into your business plan or your marketing plan. And the SOSTIC is an acronym for Situation Analysis, Objectives, Strategy, Tactics, Actions, and Controls. And so the first thing you want to do is look at your situation. What's the situation? The situation analysis has several different components to it. And I'm going to try to get all of this to you in, let's say, 7.5 minutes, about 9.5 minutes in this power up. So let's get you powered up. Situation analysis model has several different components to this particular section. You're going to look at the situation analysis for your customers. In our case, when we did our SOSTIC plan, we were in the height of the pandemic. And remember, these plans, especially when you're writing business plans, marketing plans, they're fluid. You'll update them. They're living plans. And so make sure that you stay on top of that and use them. Don't just build them and write them. Use them. Leverage them. Your financial plans to achieve your goals. So our customer climate, in a word, was saying, hey, our customers are stressed. You know, they're forced to change their economic paradigm. And how do we do that? And how do we get mass media communications into their hands? And so that was very important to me to be able to do that as a radio show personality. Radio, television, and these mediums can be quite expensive. And how do we get that into the hands of our small businesses, power women, disadvantaged businesses? And so that's what I strive to do. And more on that on some other show. But in any case, we started looking at the situation, who, why, how. What was our ideal customer? Who's our intermediaries and partners that can make this work? This is all part of the situation analysis. And if you want to know more information and you want me to train on it, email me at onthe edge at businessontheedge.biz, and we can maybe put together a training that you would want to sit in and do your own SOSTIC plan. Sometimes you just need some support and help with that. So let me know if you're interested in my doing that, and we can get something out there for you in the future. So the SOSTIC situation analysis model, the competencies, what are your competencies? What are you great at? What are your capabilities? You want to look at that. You want to look at your SWOT analysis, your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. You want to look at your PESTOs, things that you can't control, your political, your economic, your social, technological, technology, legal environment. Like right now in Silicon Valley, we're under, not just Silicon Valley, California, we're under Bay Area, hot waves, heat waves, and they are three digits in areas that aren't typically seeing three-digit weather get hot, but wow, we're seeing some interesting things. So we're under heat advisories. So that can change how businesses operate, especially if you're a small business. Okay, so the O are your objectives. Your objectives. And one other thing in the SOSTIC model, the SOSTIC situation analysis is the competitive analysis. So you want to make sure that you're looking at your competitors. Let's go to our objectives. Objectives really answers the questions, where do you want your company to be? Where do you want your company to be? And the situation analysis is really asking where you are now. Where are you now? And then objectives are, where do you want your company to be? And so you need to look at, where do I realistically want the company to be? How do I get there? How do I increase my sales? How do I measure that? What does it look like? And they've got this thing called the five S's of digital marketing. And this is the five S's of the digital marketing framework. So what is that? That's sell, serve, speak, save, and sizzle. And so what are you selling? What's the measurable goal? What do you want to do? You want to generate new business, new customers. What's the KPI? What are the key performance indicators? And you can just chart it out. You can put it in a table. I love tables and charts. They're just easier reads. I don't have to read a bunch of narrative. I can read and look at a 5S business activity model and get the gist of what I want to do. And so you're gonna chart it out, measurable goals, KPI objectives, target benchmark. So for example, if I said sell for one of my first five S's, generate new small business customers, I want to see a 10% conversion rate from social media, advertising on LinkedIn Sales Navigator, for example. And then my benchmark, I don't have any benchmarks. I don't have any past performance, you might say, coach. So you can say create quarterly, monthly, or weekly benchmark conversion rates to compare against previous quarters, weeklies, monthlies, however you want to benchmark that. So you have to start somewhere, right? So that's important as well. So those are ideas of the objective and just the first one, sell. I don't have time to go through the other four, but you get the gist and you certainly can Google it. Strategy. How do we get there? We need to know, how do we get to point A to point B? And so one of the ways of doing that is figuring out, well, what do I want to do in year one right now over the next 12 months? That will be my most immediate thing, if you will, that I want to do and I want to accomplish. And that might be using the race strategy, reach, act, convert, and engage. I hope you're getting this, ladies. Write it down. Get it moving. Do your homework. Connect with me on the edge at businessontheedge.biz. And remember, you can always tune into my show on Thursdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. on AM 1220 KDOW and iHeartRadio. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader, and you can connect with us all over the world. And so so you want to figure out those strategies. What's your target market persona? So you can have more than one persona for your customers, midterm, long-term. And then you have your tactics. What did your tactics do? Your tactics is how you will build your sales funnel. Your action plan is how you're going to use a project plan to execute those tactics. So your tactics, you have objectives, you have channels on how you want to sell. That might be radio, might be social media, might be conferences and events, it might be storefronts, it could be all kinds of things. Okay. And then you have your controls, right? You need to make sure you're specifically looking at and monitoring your tactics. Are you doing the things you planned? Are they working? How often will you monitor these things? That's what you want to focus on. I have given you a mouthful off a white paper I wrote that's more than 14 pages long. And so for you power women out there that are starting, operating, running a business, do the work. It's not just working in your business. You have to work on it. You need information. You need resources. You need data. And you want to make sure that you're executing what you're trying to achieve. If you are out there and you are a power woman, you are a thought leader, you're a subject matter expert, go out to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. We're getting ready for our next publication, the Small Business Concierge Magazine. If you want an opportunity to publish, go out and check out our submission forms in our different categories, basic level, build your portfolio. If you want to build it, if you're a brand industry pro or if you're a subject matter expert, we have something for everyone. And so these are nominal costs and opportunities for you to get your services, your business around the world. And you have a great power up day, and I will see you or speak to you tomorrow.